I guess we'll talk a little bit about some of the halachos of Purim. This morning I got back from Eretz Yisrael. I was there for very quick for my sister's wedding. Thank you. But in the few days I was there, I managed to stop by my old yeshiva and pick up the new Sefer on Purim by Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Rimon, which is always wonderful. He's extremely organized, so having fun going through it. So I'll just take a quick topic that he deals with, which is very halacha lemaisa, which is the question of going to work on Purim. Also, it's one of the few chapters that's only like 5 pages and not 20. So the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Hey Amud Aleph to Hey Amud Beis, has a discussion of whether there's an Isra Malacha on Purim or not. It quotes a discussion of one of the Tanoim who planted a tree. The Rebbe planted a tree on Purim, which leads into a discussion of whether there's an Isra Malacha. And the Gemara says that originally, picking up on the fact that in the first iteration of the discussion of Purim, it's referred to as a Yom Tov, and in the second iteration, it's not referred to as a Yom Tov, it's only referred to as Yimei Simcha, the Mishtev Simcha. So the Gemara argues that originally Mordechai wanted to institute it as a Chag, like any other Chag, that it is from Halacha, but that was rejected, and in the final Halacha, it was not accepted as a Chag in that sense, and there's no Isra Malacha. Yet, the Gemara after that writes, as it does for many other days in Perek Makam Shnagu and Psachim, that if there is a minhag where you live not to do malacha on Purim, then in fact there would be not an isra, but an isra midin minhag to do malacha. The Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam all simply quote the conclusion of the Gemara before the minhag discussion that there's no isra malacha on Purim. Other Rishonim, however, but the Rambam adds, though, at that point, even though he doesn't directly quote the issue of Malkam Shnagu, he says still it's not right to do malach on Purim, and if you do, his lashon is kol osam malach biyom Purim ain roa simin bracha laolam. You won't see simin bracha; it won't be a good thing. You won't get a benefit from it. And the Acharonim discuss whether the Rambam means eat only in a place where the minhag is not to do malach, or even if the minhag is to do malach, still you shouldn't do it, and if you do, so then you won't see simen bracha. Other Rishonim do quote the conclusion of the Gemara that if the minhag is to not do malacha, then that in fact is what the halacha is, that you can't do malacha. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel says, the Sefer HaPardes, the Baal HaMor, the Ritva, and others, the Baal Eter and the Meiri, argue that in fact the minhag is not to do malacha on Purim. The Or Chos Chaim says that even though that is true, the minhag is to not do malacha, but malacha shel simcha, things that will actually aid you in enjoying Purim, so that the minhag is, according to everyone, to be making. And that's what the Trumas HaDeshen writes as well. He says not only things of simcha, but things that are necessary. It's Sorech Purim are mutter, even if they're not per se misameach, they don't make you happy, but if they're necessary, right, you're driving around to deliver your mishloach mano, so that's mutter according to everyone. Now the Shulchan Aruch paskins lahalacha that min hadin it is mutter to do malacha, but he does quote the Rambam that eino roa simen bracha. The Rambam writes that the standard minhag is to not do malacha unless it's either simcha or litzorach hamoed, echoing both the position of the Rechos Chaim and the Trumas HaDeshen. And the Sharat Zion adds that if by not doing work you're going to have a loss, which is the same halacha that we have in Chol HaMoed, it's going to cause a hefset, so that would also be mutter, even though the Ramah doesn't quote it. Despite that, many of the Achronim, the Yavetz, and the Mishnah Berurah write that even if it's mutter because it's going to cause a loss or you need it for simcha, you should minimize it, because if you get caught up in malacha too much, you're not going to have time to focus on the message of the day. And obviously the reason that we do all the mitzvot on the day is because we want to remember what Hashem did for us, remember the nisim that Hashem did and all the messages of Purim. And if you get caught up in malacha, even if it is mutter, so you're going to forget it. So they write that even if it's technically mutter, you should avoid it. And the Acharonim have discussions about different specific malachos. Are they mutter? And what extent are they mutter? But that's the basic parameters that they set up. Now, what about actually going to work? Not doing malacha, but going to work. So, based on this, the simplest understanding of the sugya would be that you shouldn't go to work. Because even according to the people who think there's no Isra Malacha, they say you shouldn't get caught up in Malacha. And the Ramah says the Minhag HaPashut is not to do Malacha unless it's Misameach or it's necessary for the Chag of Purim. And going to work is not necessary. However, the Taz writes that if you work for yourself, so then you're happy every time you make money, you make a deal, right? You bring in extra money. So he argues that it would be mutter, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes as well. other Achronim don't love it. The Sher Knesset HaGdola doesn't love it. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't love it. But again, there are many Achronim who think that is in fact the halacha. The problem with this halacha lamais, however, is going to be that this works for someone who works for themselves. For someone who doesn't work for himself, he works for someone else. He's on salary, so you don't get particular joy by going in for an extra day of work. So the heter of the Taz presumably would not work. So then the justifications would have to rely on some of the other kulos, such as hefsid, right? If you don't have vacation days, you're going to lose out money, or your boss really wants you to come in, it's going to cause problems at work, or Yesh Ladu and the poskim deal with what happens if you need the vacation days for something else. Is that considered a hefsid? Right, you're not actually losing money because you have vacation days built in. But if you use your vacation day now, you won't use it for something else. Is that considered hefsid? The Acharonim deal with it. But that's the basic framework. I'm not going to poskim. That's the basic framework that the Acharonim use and the poskim use to try to understand whether it's going to be mutter to go to work. Especially if you don't work for yourself on Purim. Rav Rimon adds at the end what I think is true. He writes, "Kol heterim aniskarim mikara din." Now, to the extent that all these are true, they're only true in the sort of the letter of the law. If you have the opportunity to not work on Purim, so then that's what you should do. Because because if you don't go to work and you don't rely on the heterim, so not only will you be able to do the mitzvot hayom, but you'll have the opportunity to enjoy and experience the spiritually uplifting nature of Purim that is supposed to come with Purim, lachgog in mishpachto, to enjoy it with your family at Purim, ba'ofen maleh, lagia lirvadim gvohim v'amukim, and to come to high levels, shebezrat Hashem yitbarach, yitnu et ototehem, gam b'emshech hashanah, that will give its messages and help you, inspire you for the rest of the year. So that's just a snapshot of the issues. Again, we paskin, there's no formal Isra Malacha. The Ramah writes that the minag is not to do Malacha, which the Ramah himself limits to things which are not necessary for Purim or generate Simcha. The Shaar Tzion adds cases of Hefsid. The Taz adds, if you work for yourself, that causes Simcha, which creates problems for someone who works on salary. There are heterim still based on hefsid and things like that, but still one should remember that the best thing to do on Purim is to spend the time thinking about the message of the day, being involved in the mitzvot, and not going to work where you won't have the opportunity to actually enjoy Purim karaoi.